CD Products, 2021-14-74. Mr. Cipolla.
Yes, Your Honor. May it please the Court. John Cipolla here on behalf of MTD Products. The substantial and conclusive evidence in this case establishes that there is no motivation to combine the prior art references at issue in this case.
Just to be clear at the outset, we're not talking about whether the prior art satisfies a claim limitation.
Correct.
Right? Because the patent actually doesn't require a substantially Ackerman. The question is whether there'd be a motivation to combine
right.
with Hauser and a reasonable expectation of success. I mean, I really don't quite understand why this math would create a situation where there's no motivation, where the prior art specifically suggests that you... steering like Iacura, which on its face says that it produces substantially Ackerman or something like that. Certainly that provides a motivation. I'm just puzzled as to why it wouldn't when the prior art says specifically that it accomplishes what is required to be accomplished by the patent.
Your Honor, first of all, Iacura never mentions Ackerman steering.
No, but it talks about essentially the same thing, right?
No, it doesn't. It talks about, it advertises that there's a figure 44 in there that the wheels can turn on the circles that are formed by the wheels.
And it says it won't skid, right?
It says it prevents skidding, but however, the gears that are shown in Iacura do not follow Ackerman. They are not Ackerman steering gears at all because they have a constantly increasing gear ratio for the internal wheel and a constantly decreasing gear ratio for the outer wheel. That does not result in what...
I don't understand. If the prior art... Let's assume that Iacura said... This achieves substantially Ackerman, so we're not arguing about whether that's what it says. Suppose it said that explicitly. I mean, wouldn't that create a motivation to combine it with Hauser? I mean, you can defeat the motivation just by doing math, which is not necessarily related to the real world, and saying that they were wrong. There's no motivation under those circumstances?
There's no motivation under those circumstances because the math shows that the actual teachings, the math is very consistent with the teachings of Iacura. It's the PTO has argued that it's...
The math doesn't address all possible situations. In case one, you have one of the wheels doing perfect Ackerman. In case two, you have the other wheel doing perfect Ackerman. There's no calculation of what would happen if you had an in-between situation where each one was slightly off from perfect Ackerman, and we have no idea based on the testimony that you submitted what would happen under those circumstances.
Under any circumstances, the lawnmower has to turn dynamically. The derivative is very important. In order to satisfy Ackerman, you have to satisfy the derivative. You don't have a lawnmower that just sits there and doesn't do...
There's no calculation of what would happen if you took a middle course where each wheel was slightly off from Ackerman and how much skidding that would create, how much imperfection that would create.
Well, the prior art doesn't teach any halfway to Ackerman or substantially Ackerman. The prior art teaches something that doesn't work. It rips up the turf. It does. If you and it's well within the.
How do you know that?
You know that because the derivative has to be performed for Ackerman steering. It has to meet the derivative, and the gears that are shown in the Ackerman reference, even though it purports to in a static environment be on the circles of a zero turn, it will never get there. And when you're driving the lawnmower, which is a dynamic, you're mowing the lawn, the derivative is extremely important.
Does a patent actually require that? In your view, do the claims require full compliance with Ackerman?
No, the claims do not require full performance with Ackerman, but the motivation.
They don't even require substantial compliance with Ackerman, right?
Right, but we're talking about motivation here, and motivation is not normally found in the claims. In fact, the decisions of this court recently.
That's true, but I wanted to take you a step back in response to the initial question that Judge Dyke mm-hmm. asked you, and now I ask you, are you arguing that the claims require strict adherence to the Ackerman doctrine or its derivatives?
No, I am not requiring, I am not saying that. What I am saying is that they're, in order to combine these references, we're not talking about a 102 here, we're talking about a 103.
Why are we concerned if the references combine to a strict adherence of Ackerman if the claims don't require that?
Because in order to, you don't need a strict requirement for Ackerman. You need a substantial adherence with Ackerman in order to meet the goals of the invention and the motivation that the PTO has admitted throughout this case. The only motivation to combine is having substantially Ackerman steering. That motivation is not present with the Irakura reference or the Claude reference. The Irakura reference does not result in Ackerman steering. It simply does not. It doesn't mention Ackerman. It mentions a constantly increasing and decreasing gear ratio, and that never will result in Ackerman steering. So I hear about the math, but that is the way someone ordinarily skilled in the art would determine whether or not Ackerman is met. And
have to admit that the real world can't necessarily be predicted by the math, right? That's what I understand the examiner and the board to be saying here, is that these theoretical constructs aren't not necessarily the way it would be.
Well, I would say that Irakura is the theoretical construct. The math is the way it would be. The math is the way it would be. You'd have to meet that mathematical derivative in order to not tear up the lawn, or you're going to end up with a torn up lawn. I mean, and that is not what is desired by Ackerman, the patent, the goal of all these patents. And so how do you invent anything if a reference like Irakura that no way can result in a zero-turn lawnmower that works and combine it with another reference that doesn't work? And how can you invent over that?
Because it says on the face of it that it produces a zero-turn situation that works.
There are cases cited in our brief that mere advertisements that are conclusively shown by a declaration to be wrong. The declaration, there's no, a mere advertisement is not substantial evidence that actually operates that way. In fact, expert declarations recently have been taken and found to be substantial evidence over an argument that just relied upon the reference itself. The declarant was a qualified expert and gave a reason why the reference would not be enabling, even though the reference claimed it was enabling, and that declaration was given conclusive evidentiary value over the reference as making knocking out the obviousness
and
consideration.
Finder of fact, or did we reverse?
I think you reversed. And I have the case site here. Let's see. It's the Raytheon Tech case, 993 F3rd 1374.
Is it possible for me to have a lawnmower that just totally destroys the lawn and yet still meets the language of the claims?
Let me think about that.
You're not claiming.
I don't think so, because it wouldn't be considered a lawnmower or a vehicle. I mean, if it totally
destroyed. You're not claiming non-skid. That's what I'm getting to.
We're not claiming non-skid, but in order to make this combination, there has to be no skidding. Okay? In Ackerman, if you look at the rejections, the examiner, when it's talking about substantially Ackerman, he was talking about minor tolerances and manufacturing thing, really minor diversions from Ackerman that won't tear up the lawn. But as soon as you have tearing up the lawn, you know, I've seen lawns that have these holes all over them from zero turn lawnmowers that don't operate. No motivation to combine it. And I will submit that Irakura would result in major destruction to a lawn. So there'd be no reason to combine it with another reference.
I mean, that would be a lawnmower running amok.
Correct. I think I'm running to my time here.
I have one more question. Raytheon's is an enablement case. It's not about a motivation to combine. Do you have a case in which we held that a fact finder relying on an explicit statement in the prior art as a motivation can't do that because some evidence suggests that the statement is wrong?
I do not. I would submit that the enablement case is very similar to this, the same, and it's the same factual determination from a procedural standpoint, in that the declaration of the expert was taken over the mere reference claiming that it was not enabling, or claiming that it was enabling, excuse me.
Explain why KSR doesn't drive the answer here, why it's not dispositive against your case.
Because, number one, I would say that Irakura, even though you have an alleged teaching way, it teaches the wrong, it teaches people ordinarily skilled in art to go the wrong way. It teaches you to do this, this constantly increasing and decreasing gear ratios.
Because it would cause skid?
It would cause skid marks, and you're going the wrong way, because you need to have decreasing. Need to have the inside wheel to actually not constantly increase. It needs to decrease. That's counterintuitive. It's not something that just with common sense you would solve. And the references themselves, Claude said that this solution was difficult. There's many things in our brief and our reply brief that was cited. And the examiner admitted it was difficult.
It's best not to talk over the judge.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Aren't you talking now about a combination of familiar elements according to known methods? You know, you're talking about methods and elements that are familiar in the art.
Yeah, we're talking about a system that's designed to mow a lawn where it has to fit with the steering wheel. I mean, even though these elements...
You're not claiming the steering wheel either, are you?
No, we're claiming the steering wheel. That's in the claim. The claim's very, very long. If you look at it, it's the steering wheel, the gas pedal, going forward and backward, being able to do more than 90-degree turn and a zero turn. There's many elements. It's a whole system that is claimed in there. The arms, the linkages, and all those things. It took a long time to get here. We're talking about two references, three references that the office is arguing can be combined to find the solution, and all of them acknowledge it's hard, and none of them taught the solution. So how is that obvious?
We'll save the rest of your time, Mr. Spohler. Mr. LaMacher.
May it please the Court. William LaMacher for the PTO. Your Honors, I think the key point here in rebuttal to what was just, you know, advocated by opposing counsel is Irakura expressly shows, if you look at figures 41 to 44 of Irakura, which is cited, of course, in our brief, and I'll take you there. Let's just look at those three figures, and it'll help us, I think, get a clear understanding of what's going on with Irakura. Pages Appendix 1517, 1518, 1519, and 1520, ending in 1520, which is figure 44. What you see there is Irakura's configuration for its front wheel steering system, and you can see through each of those figures how the front wheels progressively turn more and more and more. And if you'll notice that the left front wheel and the right front wheel do not turn at the exact same rate. And the whole purpose of that varied turning of the front wheels is because when you make a turn, the outer circle for the outer wheel is a bigger circle than the inner circle. And as a result, the inner wheel has to turn tighter. And as a result, that's the whole purpose of helping to eliminate skid. Now, Irakura doesn't say necessarily that it eliminates all skid, but it does say having the front wheels turning in a variable rate where they don't turn at the exact same rate and one of the inner wheels turning tighter than the outer wheel will help reduce skidding. In fact, that's expressly stated in Irakura at pages appendix 1539, paragraph 189 specifically says the wheels 41L and 41R, those are the rear drive wheels, the left and right rear drive wheels, as these zero-turn vehicles operate, the back wheels spin in opposite directions. As they spin in opposite directions, it causes the whole vehicle to rotate like this, rather than to make a regular turn. During that rotation, if the front wheels aren't tangent to the arc, then you'll get skidding. Well, if you look at figure 44, the front wheels are tangent to the two arcs that are formed by that rotation of that spin. That is precisely what the claim requires. And furthermore, with regards to motivation to combine, if we look at the other reference, Hauser, Hauser expressly says, I've got a zero-turn radius mower, and I've got a front wheels that have to turn, and they have to be adjacent to the arcs. And you can use any steering system that you want as long as your front wheels can turn adjacent to that arc. So when it's spinning, you eliminate the skid problem. They never say we get rid of all skid because it's, you know, there's always going to be some skidding, but it minimizes it. So Hauser expressly asks for the type of steering that Irakura provides. Nowhere in Hauser do they mention the word Ackerman. Nowhere in Hauser do they mention the Ackerman equation. Nowhere do they say that you have to satisfy the precision of the Ackerman mathematical relationship. What they do say is, give me a front wheel steering system that turns the front wheels in a way that they can be adjacent to the arc. And if you do that, you will satisfy what Hauser asks for. That's fundamentally the basis for the motivation to combine the references. And that's what the examiner and the board both relied on, Your Honor. So in our view, that is substantial evidence supporting the obviousness combination.
No, supporting the motivation to combine. Everybody agrees that the claim here doesn't require substantially accurate.
That's correct, Your Honor. But I'm now stepping back from the claim and just looking at the two references.
Well, I'm just not understanding how, when the issue is motivation to combine, we have a prior art reference which, let's say hypothetically, explicitly says that it will do something that should lead you to a combination. With how you can dismiss that explicit statement and say, oh, well, we've done an analysis and it won't work. That might relate to a reasonable expectation of success, but it doesn't seem to me that it has anything to do with motivation.
We agree with you, Your Honor. We think the claim language is relevant, but at the same time, we also think the express teachings and disclosures of the references substantiate why an ordinary artisan would combine these teachings. And yes, you're right. Opposing counsel points out that they had a declaration from an expert, and the declaration does provide a mathematical analysis. But if you look closely at that analysis and you look at what the examiner said, the examiner made findings about that mathematical analysis and said, well, wait a minute. The problem with your mathematical analysis is you're focusing on something called the Ackerman mathematical equation. Number one, the references don't require mathematical precision of Ackerman. So you're although his math might be correct, it's based on assumptions that aren't relevant to this case. I think that's the point that the examiner was trying to make in saying why the agency didn't give weight to that declaration by the expert. I think that's where we're at, Your Honor. So I think we agree with what you just said, that this expert declaration, in our view, in the government's view, is not sufficient to overcome the basis for why you'd combine these teachings. Now, they've made an allegation that their experts made the allegation that it's just impossible for Ackerman to achieve, for Irakura to achieve Ackerman steering. But remember, there is no need to achieve Ackerman steering because neither the claims nor the Hauser reference say that you have to satisfy Ackerman. Nor do the claims require perfectly skid-free performance. All the claims say is you have to make a tight turn or a zero radius turn, and you have to use what they call non-uniform gear ratios in your front steering system to achieve that. Irakura has all those features. It has non-uniform gear ratios. In fact, the other references do as well. Cloud has non-uniform gear ratios to turn the front wheels. And they do achieve, expressly say that they achieve a zero radius turn. So in our view, there is substantial evidence supporting the findings, and this court, you know, should affirm the agency the way we see it, Your Honor. And if you don't have any further questions, I'll be happy to sit down.
Thank you, counsel.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Cipolla has some rebuttal time left.
First of all, I'd like to say that the declaration itself was never disagreed with by the examiner. The record will say that the math, the qualifications of the expert were never talked about. In fact, was very likely ignored, and we explain all that in our brief.
It wasn't quite ignored. He said because of the offset of the wheels that the mathematical computation is irrelevant.
The offset wheels in the front you're talking about, Your Honor? Yeah, the expert then subsequently submitted another declaration that said that would not matter. That's irrelevant to his declaration stating that Irakura is inoperable to form a zero turn radius. And the examiner ignored that, and so did the board in its decision. So essentially it's been waived. It isn't even properly up here on appeal. The statement about how the counsel made about how Hauser does not require Ackerman steering that any old steering system could do is absolutely incorrect and contradicts all of their briefing. The examiner statements and all the admissions are brief, state that in there. They constantly said the only motivation for combining was substantially Ackerman. And that was taught by Hauser. As far as Irakura itself, there is further a teaching away that even if it was alone without all these problems with zero turn, Irakura irrefutably states that you should not use it with independent hydrostatic drives. And independent hydrostatic drives are called out in the claims of the patent. They're in the 865 patent. And I would submit that teaching away was never even discussed by the examiner at all, but some general, somebody in engineering would decide not to use it. Didn't even give any specific reasons and gave it short shrift. That teaching away is in the first column of Irakura, appendix 1527, it specifically indicating that the steering system should not be used with independent hydrostats. And finally, the whole argument about whether or not a motivation should be found is relevant to whether it's in the claims or not. Well, it's absolutely irrelevant. A motivation has no relevance to the claims. A motivation can be found and articulated by the examiner, like it was in this case, that it should be substantially Ackerman steering. And those cases where this case held that was Intelligent Biosystems at 821 F3rd 1359, finding that whether or not a motivation is in the claim of the patent is irrelevant, and that was decided in 2016. And then a recent case, the Camores case, I'm probably mispronouncing that, it's 4 4th 1370 at 1376 77. Specifically saying that whether or not motivations in the claims, you know, really is irrelevant to the obviousness analysis. Thank you, Your Honors. If you have
Thank you, counsel. The case is submitted.
Thank you.